Enoch took the stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just took him on home. He keeps leading me home, past and for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me on. He keeps leading me on, past and for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, past and for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, past and for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. People said I'd never make it. They said I'd never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they'd never have met you. All my life was in shambles until the day you came along. He turned my tears into laughter. Lord, he gave me a brand new song. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me, Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Vote of likely not to prosper, was left hand or my head. You'll never amount to nothing, that's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled, I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile, you touch my heart, you touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me, Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You'll never come out for nothing, that's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled, I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile, you touch my heart, you touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me, Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile,
You touched my heart, you touched my soul. All the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found.
There's nothing else worth holding on to. It took us a long time to find this, but it's worth holding on to.
I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found.
And I tell you what, it takes an effort. Mm-hmm. You got to put in an effort. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Because if we don't, if we wouldn't be doing what we're doing, we'd just be swept out in that sea of materialism and homosexuality and everything that's out there, the deception of every magnet, of every description. That's all the environment we're living in, you know what I'm saying? We're living in, the whole world is encased in the demonic environment, because at the end of the day, when you go look, it's an anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-religion, anti-everything, just pure. Mm-hmm. Satan has eventually managed to create a society of people that's anti-God, because at the end of it all, they try to make war with him that sits on the white horse. Mm-hmm. They think they can beat him. They're so brainwashed and so intoxicated with the wine of that fornication that at the end of the day, they make war with the Lord Jesus Christ coming back on a white horse. And that's what's going on out there now. That's why you and I are doing what we're doing, because we have a tremendous responsibility. So that when the people around the world, they're looking for truth, you know, and I know a lot of people I've met throughout my journey, ever since the Lord put me on the journey. I've run into a lot of people, and all God has to do is let them show them, hey, this is where it's at, because this is here, the central focal point, ground zero for truth. Because go out there and look, and you won't find no truth. You won't find nobody that tells people what we're telling, because this is, like I say, this is where the lighthouse is. This is ground zero for truth. And God can do that. He told Joshua back in the day, you know, Joshua, he had a good record, he had a good reputation and everything. But the Lord came to Joshua and said, Joshua, I'm going to put it in the hearts of the people that you're the man, that you're where it's at. And today's language, he would say, Joshua, I'm going to tell you, the people, that you have the truth. And that's exactly what God has to do. Because other than that, we're just two nobodies. You know what I'm trying to say? But God has to put it in the hearts of the people that are really searching for truth. Because this is there's a lot of preachers out there, but they don't have the truth. This is the foundation of truth right here. And God can do that. He can talk to a person at night. Hey, this is where it's at. It's no use looking elsewhere. That's why we're still holding on. And because we found something, that's worth holding on to. Mm-hmm. This guy came to me and said, Sam, I've got to listen to what you have to say. But every time we think we get you down, you come up somewhere else. In other words, we can't keep holding you down. You come up somewhere else. Well, they don't know. I guess they don't know the Lord. They don't know what that song says. Mm-hmm. I guess they never have met you. Well, that's what we're doing here. We're not just playing a game. This is where the fountain of truth comes out of. That's it. Right here, out of this, this is ground zero. I'm not saying it because I'm saying it because I've been everywhere looking, searching, trying to go find something. And if there was something there, then believe you me, I'd be sitting there. Because
I know.
Why would I exert myself when it's not my responsibility? Now it's in the fall and our lot in life to do exactly what we're doing. That's why we have to keep ourselves spiritually alive. Spiritually, keep your limbs all trimmed and burning for the bridegroom watching wait. We're not just playing a game.
We know what is out there, and we know what brought us to where we are today. It was that hunger for righteousness, for the things of God, that led our journey, and He brought us to this.
And we intend to keep it that. We intend to hold on no matter what. We have to whatever it takes. And you're the only one that's God has honed out. God has qualified to do this. You're the only person that God has found. When he put his radar on and he knew I'm running out of gas, I'm all exhausted from fighting, and I saw him. Then he put his radar on, and there he found a little girl down there, down in Skyview, and he moved on her, and he brought her on board, and then he told me to pick her up and go trucking. That's the way it works. We got nothing to do with it. We're just following a guided by that unseen hand. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. When I look around and see all that he has done for me, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. When I look around and see all that he has done for me, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. When I look around and see all that he has done for me, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me o'er in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. There's a haven to gain and a hell to shun. The race is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be done. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the crown. There's a haven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Yeah, another translation. Your word is a lamp to my walk. Your word is a lamp to walk by and a light to illuminate my path. That's it. Thine word is mine Ephesus light, and thine lead of mine in Vega. That's what keeps us going is the word. That's why we got our sanity left. That's why we're still on course. That's why we still have a truth, because that word has been a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. That's the only thing we can contribute to, because we love nothing more than to read that word. You know, I got this program here, and if everybody did that, they would it'd be good for everybody, because it comes up every day. There's 3 chapters in the Bible, and you just press the button, and then the 3 chapters, you can read the whole Bible through every year, the Old Testament and the New. If you stay with the program that they got here they call it Bible Gateway. All you got to do is punch in Bible Gateway, and then there's daily reading. And it ends up usually, I don't know, so many chapters, depends how long the chapters are, and then it gives you one from the New Testament. Right now I'm in Psalm, and I'm in Psalm 119 right now. I just read it yesterday. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. And I thought that's what keeps us going, is the word of God. We're not interested in that stuff out there. It's just deception. It's just, it's not real. This world is not real. It's just, like I keep saying over and over again, this world, this planet is just a laboratory where God created this. Like if he put this planet down here as a laboratory. First of all, he tested the angels. Then he tested the morning stars. And then he tested man. Put him in the garden, and he said, and then told him to submit it and to rule over it. But Satan was there, and he deceived Adam and Eve, and then he took the planet back, and now it's still just a laboratory to test people with. We've been tested for the last 6,000 mankind have, and many made it through. Many fell by the wayside, and then it says over in it says what Jesus said: those that will be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration. That's 1,000 years of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just up the road here. It's just less than 3 years away from here when Jesus comes down and he puts Satan on a chain and throws back to hell for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. And then, like we keep saying, everything has to be tested. You and I, we have trained ourselves. We have been in that word, in the Bible, all our lives, and now we know the program. God, rich in mercy, allowed us to see that midnight cry. And once you see that midnight cry, how important it is to know the hour we're living in. Because back in the day, Jesus wept over Jerusalem, and he said, as it was, so shall it be. And then he wept over Jerusalem because they did not know the day of their visitation. Mm-hmm. And you can go back and read it. Why did he weep over Jerusalem? Because they did not recognize the day and the hour that they were living in. And it was as it was in the days of Noah. You can go read it. It says they did not know. They were completely clueless what's going on around them. And they, until Noah went into the ark, and the flood just came, and they took them all away. And it says that it wasn't the days of Lot. They were completely oblivious to what's that fireball is coming from heaven and just going to disintegrate them and just going to burn them up. And they get the proof there. We went there to that place. It's still there. And then it says, as it was, so shall it be right now in this hour when the Son of Man is going to be revealed. And in the last 100 years, God has revealed the Son of Man, who Jesus Christ mm-hmm. really is. And it's out there for everybody. You'll find it under the umbrella of the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson, Brother Brent. On the day of the Son of Man is being revealed. And you and I, we just happen to believe it. We just happen to tap into that tremendous wealth, that spiritual wealth. And now we have to responsibility, and it had befallen our lot in life to tell people about this truth.
That's right. Because when you will look at the joy that it has brought us, like when you look at the Lord Jesus Christ, it says in Romans 8:18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And when you go to Hebrews 12, it says in verse 2, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." See, the joy that was set before him, he knew the joy of that was set before him of what will be the outcome of him going to Calvary, the suffering that he will have to take on, the shame. But before him, he saw the joy that it will bring, that he does that. And that's the same way with us. We didn't just come upon this, stumble upon this just by chance. That has been something that the Lord has been working in our lives since we were very young to bring us to this very place. And we know that it's real. We know the journey that God has walked through our life. Like it says, like that word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And that's what has led our life, is the word of God. We saw things in the word of God that were real to us, and God made it real to us. See, a lot of people, they read over the Bible just as we did. But there are certain things that God shone a light on and made it real to us. So, and it brought us to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And that's what's real. Like, I know when God does something, the devil is right there to pervert it. And that's why you see all the denominations out there. They didn't just happen to come about. It's there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like the Lutherans are there because God restored the just shall live by faith. And what happened is the devil was right there to organize it, to make it into a synagogue of Satan. That's why they're called synagogues of Satan, because God doesn't do that. God moves on. Satan is right there to pervert. And that's why you see all the denominations out there, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Baptists, the Pentecostals, all these movements out there. They just appear. The devil is right there to pervert. And when people come along like the Derek Prince, the Derek Prince, they'll never form an organization, because God wasn't there to begin with. Mm-hmm. It's when God is there that the devil is right there to pervert it. Just what, like when you look at the Brenhamites, God sent a prophet. That is real. What God did with Brother Brenham is real. He sent that Malachi prophet to turn us back to the faith of the early church. But the devil was right there to make an organization out of it. And that's why you see the organization of the Brenhamites.
You can see back in the days of Martin Luther, the devil could not invade that church age. But first, the people had to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. They had to die. Like it said, the things that you have is ready to die. Mm-hmm. It was their responsibility to keep that thing alive, just like you and I. It's befallen our lot to keep the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jack alive. That if we don't, there will be nothing left. Mm-hmm. And it was the responsibility of the people in the days of Martin Luther to keep that thing alive. But you can go back and read it. you have a little light, but it's slowly dying. Sardis. Yeah, the Church Age of Sardis. You can read it. It's exactly, we're just going by the word here. We're just telling you exactly the way it works. They fell asleep, and then once you fall asleep, the devil is right there like an early shirt. He'll see if he cannot pervert it. The devil hasn't got no brains. He just knows how to pervert everything that God does. And he'd like to come in here, pervert what we're doing, but we're keeping the door closed. We're watching very carefully who we associate ourselves with. Because every time we have somebody in, they come in here, they're good for a while, like that Kenan, I think it was with me for a year, and it was a tremendous asset there for a while. But all of a sudden, he turns against me, and he tells me straight to my face, you know what, I'll go out there, see if I can find any dirt about you, the people that you used to work for. So he goes to the merchants, and he finds out a bunch of stuff about that I used to do. Just find dirt. Of course you'll find dirt.
That's very...
Find dirt on everybody.
That's a very pathetic mentality, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just who he is. Then there comes that Jeremy, and he can't wait to go and see what he can find dirt on it. So we have to be very careful. But all in all, that's okay, because at the end of the day, the Lord, when he was here, the Lord just kept saying, be careful for nothing. Mm-hmm. I'll look after things. I'm going to protect you. Just keep on doing what you're doing, and everything will be okay. And see, we got people that lie things about us. They just make it up. Just out of thin air, like that episode we had up at Calgary. That guy up there, just out of thin air, it's somebody that I used to know up in Calgary, and I used to stay at his place. And that was back in the day when I was terminated. So I saw this house for sale. I was looking for a house because I had hoped I'm somehow going to bring my family off the colony. So I went looking for a house, and I seen this house for sale. They signed for sale on the house. I went and looked at the house, and I asked them for a price, and I looked, and it seemed like a very good house. It was set up good. It would be the ideal house for me to move in with a family, 5 children. And that's what I did. I went looking for it. So here, what that guy did, I took him along to help me look for something. So what he did, he told his brother that I had gone into that man's house and told that man, you're moving out, I'm moving in, I'm not paying you nothing, I'm just taking over the house. He just out of tenure light up something. That's what people do. If they come into contact with us, they think they have a license to lie up things about us, to make us appear like we're not who we say we are. So we have to be careful who we associate that with. We can't get too close to people. That's why we're putting these things out there, even to keep a distance from people, because I know what we're telling people that is the truth. And that Satan, he's always around trying to invade, trying to get in here to try to slander us, to try to make us into something we're not. And that's why I say we have very little people that we associate with. And when we do, we got to make sure the Lord is in it. God, that's just the way it is. Satan, he, like I say, when God does something, he's right there to invade and to pervert it.
Mm-hmm.
He did down, and I had a kind of a dream last night. I saw myself going to that church that Brother Jackson preached in, on a faith assembly, and kind of slipped in the back and just to see what's going on there. And I know after Brother Jackson left, Satan was waiting to invade, and it didn't take it very long. He got James Allen and Bud Thompson, and he got them so perverted, and pretty soon they're teaching things that's contrary to Scripture, things that's not that we have not been taught. He injected Allen with the idea that we're in the third day, and he believed it, and then Bud came out with some stuff that's too derogatory to even say. But see, and now, so yesterday, during the night, I was like kind of you ever heard about the fly that
sat on the wall?
That sat on the wall to scrutinize everything. And and anyway, so I was down there looking everything over. And when I came out of it, and I just, once I woke up, the Lord's telling me something, that because they did walk on in truth, see, you have to walk on in truth. If you don't walk in truth, Satan comes in and he infiltrates it. And all that was there was a spirit of homosexuality. I didn't hardly see any women. And because that homosexual lifestyle had taken over, and that's exactly what Scripture, because it says, if God had not given us the seed, if God had not given us the truth, then we would all have evolved into a sodomite lifestyle. You can go read it over in Romans and what happens when you're not continuing on in truth. That's another reason why we're doing everything we can so that we can continue on in truth. And it says, if God had not given us the truth, we would all have evolved into that kind of a lifestyle, mm-hmm. because it's a universal thing. And everything that's not of God, is the devil is right there like a dirty ship to invade, to take over. That's exactly what happened down in Feet of Seven. And as time goes on, because they refuse to walk on in truth, because they refuse to be loved themselves, be led by the Spirit of God, Satan was there to invade it. And every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows that we're not in the third day. And yet they sit there and they allow that James Ellis to pollute their minds with lies and fabrication, because Satan has infiltrated James Ellis and they don't even know it. And like I say, any fool knows that we're not in the third day. The third day is the millennium just coming up the road here. But we're not there yet. They have to wait until you're there. And that's what the devil does. He comes in and he pollutes it. And it's up to each and every one to allow themselves to be directed by the word of truth. Like it says here, that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our pathway. There, we have not been taught that we're in the third day. We know exactly mm-hmm. where the third day is, because we're not stupid. We're not ignorant. Mm-hmm. We're neither ignorant of Satan's cunning device, people. How these antichrists came in as soon as Brother Jackson left. As soon as he was here, there's no way they could have come in with that teaching. We're in the third day, or even that we're after 2 days. But each one of them, they wanted to make a name for themselves. They wanted to be that big guy in the block. They wanted to be that first one that comes on with the revelation. And now they come on with lies. Satan's infiltrated
them. That's right. See, there's physical perversion. And there's spiritual perversion. The first comes the spiritual perversion, the mm-hmm. perverting of the word. And then once that you're off the word of God, you pervert the word of God, saying that we're in the third day. That's perversion, because we know the third day is the millennium. Mm-hmm. And you can't be in the millennium until all this is taken care of, all this wickedness, and then you will see the day of the Lord happening and all that has to transpire before that millennium comes. And then once you get off the word of God, the spiritual perversion, there comes the physical perversion.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's how the Satan works, because once you're off the word of God, the devil has a heyday and he can do whatever he wants, because that's where that... If God would not have left of his seed, if God would not have had a plan of redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ, this whole planet would just have eventually just disintegrate, the whole plan of creation, because it was through Jesus, through that seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, that God was able to bring about redemption. And that's the same way with truth. If God would not have brought the truth for this end time, that whole church of Laodicea would have just disintegrated into that homosexual lifestyle, because that's where darkness and the things of Satan leads you to.
Yeah, exactly right. We're living in that same environment.
There's a void there, and that void fills with darkness. If there's no light there and no inspiration, it says, without a vision, my people perish. Without that hope of what God has brought in the Laodicea Church through that prophetic ministry, and then Brother Jackson, there would be no vision. There would be nothing left, and it was just, everything would go into darkness. And that's why we're doing what we're doing, because we are bringing light into this this age that has gone into the God of this evil age, has blinded the hearts and the minds. That's what's going on. It has managed to blind the hearts and the minds of people out there.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, And see, you still got to go, always got to go back what Jesus said, and we keep repeating it because it's getting more and more important to us. It's going to be eternal life throughout the grace age. Back then, Jesus already knew what the program is going to be. He is going to go, he is going to ascend. These seven stars, these seven angels, and they're going to be like a guiding, like a North Star throughout the grace age, and they will lead and guide us to that glorious home. And without these, anything outside of these seven stars, like we keep saying, anything outside Apostle Paul, anything back in that era in the days of Irenaeus, everything outside of that, it will eventually take and lead you out into left field and to a world of deception, because Satan will infiltrate it. But if you go off that railroad track, if you go outside of that channel, and that channel is these seven stars that God sent throughout the grace age, and that's all what you and I are doing. He told you flat out, right straight into your walk, spoke right into your spirit when you asked, why did he put us together? Ever since he put us together, everybody's trying to terrorize, trying to shun us, trying to do everything he can. And the Lord just said, we're told to preserve this truth. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. We're just preserving a truth that has been given into the church age of literacy. Just because they rejected Brother Brennan back in the 60s, that doesn't mean that the truth is not, truth is still marching on. Mm-hmm. If they rejected it, that's their problem. That's their responsibility. But you and I, when we found out about God sending a prophet, I tell you what, we just embraced it with a passion, and we were like, Brother Jack, there's not going to get daylight between us and that thing that we, and that truth and that ministry that these two people brought. And because now it's befallen our lot, and it's been given our responsibility to simply hold on to the truth that has been given to the church age of Laodicea. We're working 24/7 because it is our responsibility. If we don't do it, the whole thing will they do exactly if God had not given us a seed. We would all have evolved into a bunch of sodomites. And that's why we're putting in so much effort. We're doing everything that we can to preserve a truth that has been given to the church age of Laodicea. That's why I keep saying that these Brennanites, they're actually worse off than the denomination. Like you were saying earlier, if it's see that Derek Prince, there never was nothing there. He cast out a lot of devils and did all these things and all these, almost looks like miracles. But there was never really nothing there, so the devil didn't bother to denominate, to make anything of it, because the devil was controlling that man right from day one, because the devil can cast out devils too. All he's got to do is tell that devil to get out of that guy, so he can deceive that Derek Prince. And then there's many people that are being deceived by that ideology because they see the devil coming out of him. Well, it's just the devil casting out the devil, you know.
That's right. And you'll see that, like, behind Hagee and Swaggart and Carty and these men, there'll never be much left of it after it's going to be, after these people will pass away, it just will go
into nothing.
But you see, every denomination that God, every truth that God brought, that Satan was right there to pervert and form a synagogue, and you will read it turns into a synagogue of Satan, because God doesn't do that. God does not form an organized religion. God moves on. He is alive. He's not stagnant. He's not in a church system being stagnated. He is moving, and he is alive, and he's real. And that's what it is to us. It's real to us and alive. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're not doing it because we decide one day that's what we're going to do. But God walked us through by that unseen hand, this journey of what these churches out there are all about, and he brought us to the ministry, to the truth, the righteousness for our day, the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, and we were able to experience these things, and we were eyewitnesses of his majesty, because in it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Behind it, when you will look at it, was the Lord Jesus Christ being revealed, and that's what we're keeping alive.
Like there's a saying out now, and I said it the other day, Jesus plus nothing. And we talked at that John Hyslop up there. Oh, and now he used to walk in his truth. And now I talked to him some time back, and it's Jesus plus nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then here I look at the, on the internet, and here this guy is Jesus plus nothing. Everywhere around you, Jesus plus nothing. And I said, told you the other day, no, Jesus plus the seven stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's, because
absolutely.
People are getting so frustrated. They're seeing
uh-huh.
things out there that's not true.
Yeah.
And then they go back, it's Jesus plus nothing. And see, it's a trait of Satan to do that.
Yeah.
Jesus plus nothing. No, it's Jesus plus the seven star. And that's what you and I are preserving. It's Jesus plus that seven star, that seven church age messenger, the ministry of William Branham, and then the ministry of Brother Jackson. And we're holding on to that. It's Jesus plus the ministry of Brother Branham.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus plus the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus plus the things that we're saying here that are truth and sound and a sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
See, the devil, he's out there to engineer everything because it's a universal setting to deceive the masses. That's what this is all about. That's why we're holding a line on the truth. And he tried to infiltrate this too if he could. But as long as we keep our head above the water and we have no other option except to win, you know, because
right.
we've been hauled out for this specific job. And then we go out of line, we do things that are not, and God will keep us in check. Like when these people come and they try to derail us, you know, and the Lord is right there. He'll let us know before they even show up.
Mm-hmm.
And because he gave us a warning that Jeremy called me up or he sent us an email. He'd like us to help. Oh, of course. If you call us up, you want help, we'll help you, whatever your problem. If you have cancer, you come here, and that cancer can't leave fast enough. Anyway, he sent us a mail. He wants us to help him, and he wants to get baptized in Jesus' name. So I prayed about it. We prayed about it, and the Lord gave me that scripture over in Jude to pull him out of the fire. Like pull him out of the fire. The guy's in trouble. He's going to hell. He's bound for hell, and now he's screeching, he's crying out to the Lord for help. So the Lord came on the scene, and he moved on us, and he moved on that guy to contact us, and then he moved on us to pull him out of the fire, hitting even his garments that are contaminated with his former lifestyle. And then he came by, and we cast the devil out of him. And I'm saying it for a reason, because it's just something that just happened. We had no clue who that guy was, what he was about. But see what I'm trying to say, the Lord warned us about him. He said, and then he warned, don't get involved in his finances. And then he told you, what did he tell, that you're going to learn something?
Mm-hmm.
Or he's got some issues?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord warned him before we even came here. He let us know that. Pull him out of the fire, and he said, don't get involved in his finances. And here, all these things happen to turn out to be true. One day, he shows up on my driveway, I'm broke. Well, I tell him, well, the Lord told me not to get involved in your finances, so you're going to have to go out to get a job and go to work, because I'm not going to bypass the Lord. When the Lord told me not to get involved in your money thing, you got money, you got no money, that's your problem, not mine. Yeah, I got it. The Lord warned us, you know what I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to say? And he warned you that we're going to learn something. And he warned us to pull him out of the fire and hating even the garment of his former lifestyle. We didn't know that he was into drugs and sex and everything under the sun. We didn't know that. He just came here for help. And the Lord reached down and tried to help the guy. But as soon as he got up and going, what does he do? He goes and makes us look bad, you know. That's just the way it is, but we did our part, you know.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what the devil likes to do. He likes to make Christians look bad. And it's just part of whatever, like you can see how there was always somebody there trying to entrap Jesus is what
mm-hmm.
he's saying.
Yeah.
He's blaspheming. Like, and then there's Stephen, the paid people to go around to see what he's saying, to pervert what he's saying, to make it look like he's blaspheming God, and that's on the merits of those false lies that they stoned him.
Yeah.
See, that's what the devil does. He's always there pressing in to see how he can pervert.
That's all he cared. We can take what was said and he can pervert. But see, you and I, we're not ignorant of his cunning, devised tactics because we're spiritually worried. We're spiritually alert. We know exactly what's going on. We know what's going on out there. We know the deception. We know the whole world is a case of deception. We know that whole church world system is exactly what the Bible says. Come out of her, my people, because she has now evolved into that whole religious system that's not under that channel of that William Branham and Raymond and Jackson, and are not connected to the truth that we're telling here now. It will evolve into that cage and that hole of every foul and hateful word, because that's exactly where the denominations, the synagogues of Satan are going to. They're going to become involved into a cage and a hole of every demonic forces, because Satan has been let loose, and he say where it's exactly what the Bible says, woe unto them that live in the world in the last days, because Satan is coming down having great wrath, because he knows his time is short, and that's what that's out there right now. A whole world is engulfed and it's on fire. It's just that simple. Satan has set it on fire and the whole world is encased in darkness. And we're just two people here trying to hold a line on the truth, because it's eventually God will open up that channel where it says he'll send a hunger and a thirst and the world for the living word of God, and this is the only place they'll find it, because that thing out there, the culture, there is no truth there. They don't have the full counsel of God. They will never direct you back to that channel where to that prophetic and that apostolic ministry. They will never tell you, lead you back to the ministry of Raymond and Brother Branham, and then that word began. When that angel begins to sound, and then you took the vocal cord of Raymond M. Jackson, you will not hear it out there, because there's nobody that will tell you about it. See, Satan still wants to keep people in dark, but he illuminated that word beginning, my spirit and my soul, and I know exactly who Brother Jackson was. Brother Jackson was the continuous from that seventh star, from that Laodicean church age messenger, from that Laodicean church age angel. And he took his vocal cord and his whole makeup, and he got brought out for 40 years. He just preached his heart out, and he was the only man that could qualify for that job.
Absolutely.
Nobody else that could substitute him, and all the people have to do, and all the job description any preacher has is direct them, do exactly what you and I do. We're directing them to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then that word began, he'd be directing him to the ministry of that angelic voice that spoke through the vocal cord of Raven and Jackson. That's all we're doing. We're putting everything in this right perspective. We're telling people the truth.
That's right.
You will not find nothing outside of this here channel. And at the end of the day, you're going to find, if you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're trying to say here, you will end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb when all hell breaks through the breaks loose down here. And I tell you, I've experienced it, and I'll tell you, I keep warning people, I keep saying it over and over again, you would not want your worst enemy to be in that to miss that marriage supper of the Lamb. I've had a lot of people throughout my life, throughout my journey, do a bad number on me and did everything they could to slander me, but even at that, I still would not want them to not be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. You know what they did to me, that they didn't do it to me, they did it to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm just saying, even people that did a bad number on me, I still would not want them to go through this hell that's coming up the road. And it's gonna happen. It's just scripture's gonna have to be fulfilled. Just like everything else. Nothing we can do to stop it. There's nothing we can do to hurry it up. It's just gonna happen. Just like it said, we'll bump right into it. Just like it was in the days of Noah. That flood came regardless whether people believed it or not, whether people were ready or not. It just came, and the same happened in the days of Sodom. And then Jesus warned, as it was, so shall it be, as it was in the days of Noah. They did not know. It's not that they weren't informed. It's not that they weren't told. They just didn't believe it. They didn't know. And here's the same thing. You and I know right down to the day, 1,260 days from the day that that Jesus went off that sea of mercy. It was October the 15th, 2021. That's when the 7 years started counting, and you could take this to the bank. And from October the 15th, 2021, you could do the math. Mm-hmm. You could count 7 years from there, and it was exactly happening, exactly the way the scripture said, because the scripture has to be fulfilled. And regardless whether people believe us or not, regardless whether they do anything about it or not, they'll just bump right into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. We can't change it. Mm-hmm. We can't hurry it up. We can't slow it down. We can't do nothing. Neither can God. Neither can Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has put his word above his very name, and just up the road, the only thing that you and I can do is prepare ourselves for that day that's just up the road here. People will bump into it and they won't even know. They're completely unaware. Because
mm-hmm.
the Bible says, simply because the God of this world has blinded their understanding, and the people, the inhabitants of the earth, have become drunk with that wine of that fornication. And God has blinded their eyes that they just can't see it. But see, that doesn't stop us from doing what we're doing, and we'll just continue to do it.
That's right.
Pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, give you thanks what you've done in this hour, for sending a light that will light our a lamp that will light our pathway, and a light that will guide us along the road of life. You've given us a compass in this hour through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson that will direct us to that heavenly city. If one is only sensitive and hungry and wants to know, you always have a righteousness and a truth for the day and hour that we're living in. And we know you've provided through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. So because we know that the God of this evil age has blinded the minds of the hearts of people, Lord. And then there's that wine of her fornication, that Babylonian spirit that has managed to deceive people from the truth and from your ways, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, that you will help people to understand and to open up their eyes, Lord, and get eyes saved that they can see things from the light of reality, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.